Dare Dice. Who is going to roll the lowest number and be a big, sad loser and have to face the box of shame? Well, Mackenzie, it was you last week.
It was dramatic AF in that I had to do the breakup breakfast, or breakfast breakup, rather, so I roped poor producer Porkchop into it, and we had to go to a public place. We went to a breakfast spot downtown, and I had to be dramatic and break up with him. I threw water on him, and then we dashed out, and everyone was just like left their jaw on the ground, basically. It was super embarrassing.
Now, do you think that you can break your losing ways and do anything better than a one?
Yes. Today, I am feeling like I'm going to get at least a four.
All right, I want to throw it out there, too. Obviously, the people are against me because I myself have never rolled the lowest number.
Which
I've
is
had
crazy.
Some low numbers, but I have never had the lowest.
I feel like you kind of want to do a dare, so the lowest has to go to the box of shame and do whatever dare they draw.
I don't know. Some of these boxes of dares are getting out of control. Like the things that we have to do.
Like tic-tac-toe face. You have to have like tic-tac-toe permanent marker on your face all day.
Yeah,
that would be good for you.
Yeah, well, that would be good for me out of all the options, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's see who actually is going to roll and lose today and end up facing the box of shame.
So I think I'll go first since I lost last week.
Okay, Mackenzie, with the dice.
All right, here
I
go.
You're looking for a high number, like a six. A one is the worst thing.
I'm manifesting a four or five.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like a six, but let's be realistic.
Let's see if her math numbers are working
okay,
in her
I
favor.
Go, here I go. Here I go. Okay, a three.
Ooh, a middle of the pack three.
Middle of the pack. At least it's not a one, so I'll take it. So someone just needs to roll lower than a three.
Producer Porkchop.
Here we go. I always roll so low.
I'm predicting Porkchop continues his losing ways right now.
But, like, I feel like last week was my punishment.
She threw water on you.
Yeah.
It wasn't that
okay,
bad.
I'm going to throw water on you. All right, here we go.
Producer Porkchop rolled
five.
A five.
Okay, shoot.
Now, to be honest, I'm a little scared because a three and a five have been rolled. I mean, Live the Web Girl's up now, and she could seal the deal with a big fat one.
Oh, I am, like, so scared. I'm so scared. I like to go first. Oh, my gosh. Come on, sweet baby Jesus. Please, 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 please.
All right. Give Liv a low number.
Come on. No high number. High number, please.
Low number for
please.
Liv is what we're looking for. It's a
three. Okay, it could be a roll off, which would be awesome.
So there's a lot of factors in play here. Porkchop rolled a five, so he is in the
Joe
clear.
Joe's going down today. We want Joe to get a one or two because he's never done the box of shame.
Okay, so we know for sure Porkchop's clear. We know that Liv the Web Girl and Mackenzie could possibly have a roll off.
Okay, let's say one, 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 one. Joe, one.
All right, you don't got to be such haters.
Come on.
All right, looking for anything better than a three.
Less than a three.
And I rolled a
one. Yes! Oh my God, I talked it into existence. One for Joe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Today's the day. How does it feel?
Never before have I rolled a one.
The box of shame going in for the first time.
Oh,
Joe.
I hope you get the worst one in there.
What would be the worst one in there?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Some of them are like, last time, wear your underwear on the outside, walk backwards all day, but that's not too bad.
Drive
we need
down
something
the highway,
really bad.
Drive down the highway naked at 85 miles an hour. Okay, maybe not.
How does that translate on the radio?
I don't know.
You just want to see my junk.
What
You're
if you
pervert.
Have to shave your beard?
That is not in the box.
That would be huge. Who knows what's in that box? Anything could happen.
There's no way. I've seen everything we had. That one was not in there.
People on Instagram are freaking out. So many hearts. People saying, wow, yeah, he's so quiet now.
No.
Yes, finally.
Finally, Joe. Box of shame.
I'm trying to remain humble about it, but the fact is if I didn't eventually roll a one, people were going to get tired of you guys doing it, so I had to roll a one.
Yes, right. You did not want a one. You
don't
wanted
roll
to
your
see a
eyes,
roll-off.
Liv. Just because you always lose, it's not fair to the audience that I don't, you know, do it equally. I have to lose too. I have to.
How does it feel to be a loser?
It's interesting. I don't know. I don't know how you guys get used to doing this every week.
You're going
to
be great. You're going to love it.
All right.
Let's think positive.
What will be in the box of shame tomorrow? We'll draw it out, and I'll do it live here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.